We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Rockaholics, it's your girl, Taryn Daly, and I'm so excited to be joined by our dear friend, Josh Todd from Buck Cherry. Josh, you guys are going to be in town this Wednesday night at El Corazon, and we're so excited to have you back in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, thanks so much. We are too, you know. Those shows always rock there. That place is historical, and it really reminds me of all the clubs that I attended and played at when I was younger, you know, and that's why we always love coming there.
Well, we are pumped to have you there. You know, recently, just a couple of years ago, our station moved locations, and we used to be about two blocks from El Corazon. Now I have to drive all the way there. But man, it is one of our favorite local intimate clubs, and we cannot wait to see you guys on the War Paint Tour, which is the name of the new album just released this spring.
Yes, I got a great new record, War Paint, as you said. Marks 20 years in the game for us, and it's very reminiscent of where we were at before the 15 record dropped. You know, it had been almost the identical situation. You know, it had been 3 years since our last record. We had some lineup changes, and we really, you know, Stevie and I wrote the majority of this record, and we were just going through a lot personally and professionally, and knew that we had to kind of hunker down and make the record of our career, and I truly believe it's one of the best BC records.
That's awesome. And I just heard you mention, you know, these lineup changes. You guys have a new guitarist and a new drummer. What influences, maybe musical influences, are they bringing to the new sound you guys have on the new album?
Oh, man, they're great. Known these guys for a long time. Kevin Rankin on the guitar. We've known him, Stevie and I, since we were kids, since I was 19 and moved to L.A. He was in another band called Soul. He was also in a band called American Pearl. He's a great singer as well, you know, and he's just brought a lot to the band as far as musicianship and just stepped up the game. And then Francis Ruiz, our drummer, came highly recommended. And again, he was kicking around at the same time we were when we were all in Hollywood. So we all know, we all have mutual friends and all of that. And I basically just said to Francis, hey, learn the song Gluttony and record yourself, because he lives in Texas and we live in California. And he sent us a video of him playing Gluttony, and he was just killing it. And he's just, you know, more so than anything, he's a really nice person. And we all are getting along great, and it's the best musicians we've had in the band.
Well, congratulations on that new step. And you did mention also 20 years. I mean, it's been almost 20 years, like, to the day that you guys had a debut album and then released War Paint. I mean, how does that, for us, sometimes, you know, an album turns 20 or there's a big anniversary and you go, God, I feel old. But you guys don't seem to be slowing down or feeling old or anything like that. So how has this journey been for you?
Well, I definitely feel the miles, you know, on the machine here, my body for sure. But I don't really look back too often, you know, and except when there's these big milestones, and I've been looking back and just I'm just super grateful, I gotta say, you know. It's kind of what I dreamed about, what I visualized when I started. I always wanted to be in one band for my whole career and make a catalog of music and kind of really you know, put my mark on the whole situation. And that's what we've done, you know, and we have amazing fans. And, you know, we came out at a time where, you know, we've never really been a mainstream rock band. It's always like we've been this the black sheep of rock since we started, you know. So it's I'm grateful that we've had longevity in the climate that we've dealt with over the transitions.
Definitely. One of the songs on the new record that really stood out to me is the album called Radio Song. And I think so many, yes. I mean, anybody can relate to that. You hear that one song on the radio that kind of helps you escape from whatever life's been throwing at you. And you're like, man, turn that up. What song for you, you know, or maybe even songs over the years, have that been for you where you got to just stop everything and crank that one song up?
Well, it's funny you mentioned Radio Song, because that's how the whole idea of the song came about. I'm like, man, I just had this, you know, this, I don't know what you want to call it. It just, the light bulb went off one day and I was like, you know, radio has really, you know, I just been driving so many times. I've gotten in my car and I've been in a, just not a good mood, or, you know, life is kind of bringing me down at the moment, and a great song will come on the radio and just lift your spirits and take you out of all of that, you know, and that's what I love about music, and that's what I love about the power of songs, you know, and I wanted to capture that in song and write a song about the power of radio and what it does. I mean, radio used to mark our summer times when we were kids. I mean, we knew who we were dating, the parties we were going to, all the things that we were wearing at the time, all through, like, the songs that were hits at that time, you know, so basically kind of set out to write Buck Cherry's Purple Rain. You know, we're big Prince fans, and I came up with that song in the shower. I come up with a lot of melody ideas in the shower. I always keep my phone close by, and I recorded the melody, ran downstairs, and just wrote all the lyrics, and I just sang it a cappella to Stevie, and I said, hey, man, let's find a tempo, and I want this song to be this, and, you know, and then he came back with a great composition of music, and added a bridge, some bridge music, and I finished the lyrics, and radio song really wrote itself very quickly.
Awesome. Well, I'm a huge fan, and I know that you're going to have a lot of major Buck Cherry fans at the show on Wednesday night. Again, it's at El Corazon. I believe there are still tickets available through Ticketfly.com. But one thing I've seen on social media is you guys doing these awesome meet and greet packages, and you just see the looks on these faces of these hardcore fans that are so pumped to meet you guys. I just wanted to know, what's like the craziest thing you've seen at a meet and greet? Maybe it was a tattoo or some memento or a token of love. What's been the craziest thing that someone whipped out and showed you?
Man, okay, lots of stuff, and I won't go into too great of detail, but you know, I basically signed every body part you can sign, so I would have to say, like, the craziest meet and greet would probably be in Europe, where these young boys are trying to, I could tell that they were plotting something, and they came up and one of them wanted me to sign his member.
Oh my.
And I said I'll sign it, but I'm not touching it. So pull it out and stretch it out, and I'll sign it. And he's like, he wasn't getting the courage to do it. So he left, and I knew, I was like, okay, he's leaving. And then he started swarming the table like 10 minutes later. And I'm like, all right. And he was feeling brave, and he pulled it out and stretched it out, and I signed it.
So that's definitely memorable. I'll never forget this story, so thank you. Oh man, you know, it's so fun getting to learn a little bit about the rock and roll lifestyle and kind of the journey that a lot of these bands have been on through some of the great biopics and movies that have come out recently. There was The Dirt, there's Bohemian Rhapsody, Rocket Man, right. Is kind of all the chatter right now. Who would play you in the story of Buck Cherry?
Ooh, I would say a young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Like, Basketball Diaries, somebody like that.
Yes.
I don't know who that new guy is, but somebody lanky and who could really act. You know what I mean? I don't know. I've often thought about that. I actually have an idea of creating like an episodic thing like on Netflix, loosely based on my life. But, you know, it would be cool, but it's always hard for me to think about that kind of stuff when you're living. I'm always interested in seeing, you know, the only kind of music stories I'm interested in seeing are the ones where the person is dead, you know? So
sure.
It's hard for me to like go see like a story about somebody when they're still living, you know?
I completely understand that. Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I love about, you know, in some of those movies is how they, you know, for instance, I think it was Machine Gun Kelly becoming Tommy Lee had to have all that, all those tattoos kind of covered up and created and all of that. And you're a pretty inked up person. So it would be quite the process to become Josh Todd for a movie.
I think it's more interesting to, you know, in music stories to, you know, see what the person was like before the music happened, you know, because that's kind of the most interesting part about the whole thing is the foundation and how they became who they were. You know, that's what I love about those stories.
Definitely. And, you know, those stories pay homage to people that we all love. You guys pay homage to Nine Inch Nails in a cover of Head Like a Hole on the new record. Where did that come from? How did you guys decide that was going to be the song? Because right now we are hearing a lot of incredible versions of some of our favorite songs, these bands paying tribute. So what inspired you guys to choose that band and that song?
Well, the cover conversation comes up literally in every record making cycle, I'm sure, for a lot of bands. You know, they always want you to think about that. And so I wanted to kind of cover that that realm. So, you know, it's always interesting for me when a rock band does something that's not in their genre. You know, I just think when a rock band covers a rock song, it's kind of boring, you know. So I had to find somebody that sings in my wheelhouse, and Trent is definitely in my wheelhouse vocally. I got to believe in the lyrics, and I love the lyrics on the song, and I love that whole record, Pretty Hate Machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what he's all about. You know, he's always kind of, he kind of stuck to his guns and created his own world and never strayed from that, you know. So I like that about him. And so I just came in with the idea, and I was like, let's jam this out. And we were all set up to record the Warpaint songs, and we didn't know our producer was recording us at the time. And he recorded it and threw up a rough mix of it, and we heard it back, and we were like, wow, this sounds like a Buck Cherry song, you know. It sounds like we wrote it, and we just really liked the way it came off, you know. And so we played it for our manager and our record label, and they loved it, and it just kept kind of hanging around, and eventually it made the record.
And do you think you're going to be playing that on Wednesday night at El Corazon?
Absolutely. We open with that song, and it goes off really well.
Awesome. Well, we cannot wait to have you back in town. Thank you so much for returning to Seattle. We look forward to having you guys just completely blow our minds on Wednesday night. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com. Josh Todd from Buck Cherry, thank you so much for joining me, and we will see you at the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.